Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Well, we almost got to everything. Let's get into the weekly multiple listing update and see if we have time to cover some words you can't say. If not, we'll do it another time. See, I can just pick one word you can't say. One word you can't say. Married. Can't put an ad in the paper to sell a house and use the word married. Okay, let's jump in. Let's see, to some stats. Give you a statewide stat here. This is a little old, a couple of months old, from May. The top 10 cities and communities with the highest median home prices in California during the month of May. At the top of the list was Los Altos, $1,620,000. This is a median price. Beverly Hills, far behind at $1,450,000. Saratoga, close by at $1,428,000. Manhattan Beach, $1,375,000. Laguna Beach, $1,302,000. Newport Beach, $1,003,000. You getting something that they have in common? The name Beach? Burlingame, $1,237,000. Coronado, $1,225,000. And Santa Barbara, $1,188,000 for the month of May 2005. And the 10th and final city, Palos Verdes, $1,147,000. Now it says the 10 cities and communities. Obviously, they're not counting Montecito as a community, because I would guess that would be higher than Los Altos at $1,620,000. Don't have that in front of me. Okay, so let's take a look at the weekly multiple listing update for the week ending August 5th, 2005. This is just single-family residences only, and this is just through the multiple listing service. That means no condos, no lands, no mobile homes, and just through the multiple listing service, the Santa Barbara multiple listing, from Carp to Goleta. 39 new listings hit the books, ending August 5th, 2005. Is that a high or low number? Well, it's about where we've been in the past weeks. We've hit, a couple of weeks ago, we hit 50, the average. You know, I should have that right in front of me, but I don't. But it's probably about average. But we've certainly hit some higher numbers for the weeks. 39 new listings, though, is still a good number to see. We'll talk about the overall inventory and compare that to last year. Of the 39 new listings, we had a low of $874,000 on San Vicente and a high of $6.5 million on East Mountain Drive in Montecito. Of the 39 new listings, 11 were under $1 million. The median price for the 39 new listings, $1,225,000. That means 20 of them were above $1,225,000. Second category, opened escrows. 28 lucky people opened escrows. Is that a good number? Well, that is a good number. Last year, which was one of the highest number of sales in the last few years, averaged about just a tick under 23 sales per week. So you open up with 28, you got to hope you close with 28. Hopefully they all go through. Fervishly looking for a stat sheet on the quarterly sales. Here it is. Just looking at that year, last year, someone came into my open house yesterday and said, well, geez, is the market starting to soften? Well, you know, compared to what? There was such a frenetic pace. Is it fair to say, and you read about that a lot, oh, yeah, compared to last year, oh, yeah, the first 6 months is, you know, not as good. Well, just remember this, that the second quarter, and I'm not trying to make a point. You know, the numbers I'm giving you is just what it is. I mean, I'm not trying to prove anything. But just bear in mind that the second quarter of 2005 was almost equivalent to the number of sales that we had in 2004, the second quarter. And that was a record year for a period of 5 years. Virtually the same number of sales, 326 this year versus 329 in 2004. So we really had a huge jump up from the first quarter of 2005, where there it was significantly lower than the previous year. And in fact, it was the second lowest in the last 5 years, the first quarter of 2005. So that was a low number of sales. So we jumped up 43%, if not 49% in the number, and almost 6%, though, in the median price as well. So remains to be seen where we'll end up with the third quarter to see how we end up for the year. But again, when you just keep comparing it to 2004, that was a banner year. Okay, 28 opened escrows. Hopefully they'll all close. We had a low of $379,000 on Paradise Road, but there's an asterisk there. That is on leased land. You can't live there full time. So the traditional mainstay of a sale was over at West Constance on a 1,500 square foot parcel. Most houses are 1,500 square feet. That sold for $579,000, what we call in the business a condo alternative. 28 listings opened escrow. Those were the lows. The high, $5,650,000, Hill Road, again, Montecito. 8 of the 28 opened escrows, under $1 million. The median price for the 28 opened escrows, $1,299,000. That's close to the $1,225,000 of the new listings. Bear in mind, I haven't done this for a while. From memory, I think the active inventory was somewhere around $1,009,000. I'll try to remember to look that up specifically for you next week. Third category, closed escrows, 26. 26, the same as last week, 26. The week before that, only 15. The week before that, 29. Again, I've already discussed what happened the second quarter, banner quarter, second highest quarter in the last 5 years in sales, in addition to the increasing in the median price. Again, this week, August 5th, ending August 5th, 2005, 26 closed escrows. A low of $850,000 on Parkway Drive, a little one-block street. You could miss it if you sneeze. There's still another one on that block that's still for sale. A high of $9.5 million on Cima Vista Lane, again in Montecito. Of the 26 sold listings, only four were under $1 million. The median price, $1,375,000. That'll compare to a year-to-date median price in July 2005, which was out about $1,262,000 through July 2005. Compared to July of 2004, we were only at $1,025,000. And 2003, year-to-date, $823,000. So that'll give you an idea of where we were and are during the last 3 years. Again, this is from Carp to Goleta, Santa Barbara, California. Active listings, 427. Big asterisk. Almost 20% are in escrow. So you have a net number of only 342. How does this compare to last year? The gross number of 427. Last year we had 423. In 2003 we had 395. Those are the gross numbers. I wasn't doing the taking out the escrows. Under $1 million? Under $1 million. 84. But 25% of those are in escrow. So if you're looking for a house under $1 million, you can look at only 63 single family residences. Now, this time last year, under $1 million, instead of 84 gross number, we had 103. 103. Now down to a net number of 63. So not a whole lot looking out for under $1 million. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com or call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 898-4242, 898-4242. If you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.